House seat. It was a Democratic seat in Texas, and the Republicans flipped it. This was a seat that Obama and Hillary Clinton had won by double digits, but a Republican woman named Maya Flores beat the Democratic nominee. She was born in Mexico, the first Latina, certainly the first Latina Republican to be born in Mexico serving in the Congress. Now, all is not lost down there. Maya Flores only holds the seat until January. There'll be a full-blown election. This election was held in Texas. It was held in Texas because the incumbent Democrat had left to take a job lobbying. So it was opened up for maybe 6 months, 8 months. And we have a very good Democratic candidate for the January seat. In other words, the November election. But the fact is, the fact that Maya Flores, a Republican, could flip that seat is a cautionary sign, something we've got to take into account. There are a couple of other primaries. The two most important, in my view, were in South Carolina. In South Carolina, Nancy Mace, M-A-C-E, an incumbent Republican congresswoman, was up against a Trump-endorsed candidate. Why did Trump endorse a candidate in the primary against Nancy Mace South Carolina? Because Nancy Mace, she sucked up to him. I don't like her. I don't like her votes. But she did two things that bugged him, that bugged the Trump cult figure in the Republican Party. One of them was when Steve Bannon blew off the subpoena to come and testify to the January 6th Commission, she was one of the congressmen who voted to hold him in contempt, and refer him to Merrick Garland. And the second thing is she expressed public displeasure about the violence on the January 6th insurrection. Well, if you didn't at least express public outrage at that, you weren't human. Many of the Republican caucus did not express outrage. In fact, two-thirds of their caucus, believe it or not, over 140 people voted to certify Donald Trump and not Joe Biden, despite the election results. That was a treason vote. It's a treason caucus. So by expressing displeasure at the January 6th violence and voting to hold Steve Bannon in contempt, Trump endorsed her opponent. Nancy Mace won that yesterday, stood up against Trump in the sense that she ran for re-election. She didn't really stand up for him. She continues to suck up to him. And she got more than 50% of the vote. South Carolina is one of these states that has a 50% rule. You don't get 50% in a primary. There's a runoff. So there will not be a runoff. So she will keep her nomination. And depending on who the Democrats put up, if anybody, in November, she may keep her seat. The other South Carolina seat, held by a guy named Tom Rice. Now, Tom Rice is a Republican, but he's much more of a stand-up guy. He's a lot more like Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney. Well, Liz Cheney's in a universe of her own, and so is Adam Kinzinger in their courage for standing up to Trump. Well, in that one, Rice lost his seat more than 2-1. A fellow named Fry, F-R-Y, Republican member of their assembly, got 51% of the vote. Rice got 24%. There won't be a runoff. Rice will not be the Republican nominee. Fry will be, and presumably Fry is on track, depending on who the Democrats put up in November, to go to Congress himself. There was another difference here. Nancy Mace's seat includes Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina is a large city. It's a much more diverse city, and they're not necessarily inclined to roll over and bend over for Donald Trump. But poor Tom Rice's district is in northern South Carolina around Myrtle Beach. I've never been there. It's a really terrific place, Pawleys Island. I've been down there. So it's a great area. It's also a very conservative area. And they didn't like the fact that he voted, Tom Rice, to impeach Donald Trump. He was one of 10 Republican congressmen who voted to impeach Donald Trump because Donald Trump caused the insurrection, organized the insurrection, got everybody there. And let's be very blunt. I mean, let's be very, very blunt. If you see interviews with a lot of those insurrectionists, some of them were Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and violent people, but there were a lot of people there. And my impression was, and I don't know what your impression was, they genuinely believe what Trump said, that the Dominion voting machines have been tampered with and gave the election to Biden. They genuinely believe that. And there was anger and hurt in their faces. And the president of the United States said he was robbed, and they showed up for that reason. Now, that does not justify their criminal trespass on the Capitol grounds. And it certainly doesn't justify violence against police officers. It doesn't justify anything they did. But they were misled by Donald Trump. They were betrayed by Donald Trump. And some of them have said that now. Some of them have no use for Donald Trump. He did not stand with them. He didn't march to the Capitol with them, even though he said he would. And then afterwards, he denounced them to save his own worthless hide. Said what they did was wrong, except that he was the guy that told them to go up there. He was the guy that told them to go up there. Let me tell you another unbelievable development broke just now. There is a county in New Mexico called Otero County. It's very Republican, very red. Donald Trump took it with 60% of the vote. But Otero County is the home of a crackpot named the founder of Cowboys for Trump. I'm not kidding. Cowboys for Trump. You may have seen pictures of him in the Oval Office with Trump. His name is Cooey Griffin, not Cody Griffin, Cooey, C-O-U-Y, Cooey Griffin. He's the one that has been pushing the big lie about Trump being robbed and Dominion voting machines more than anyone else in the country, except maybe Mike Lindell. Well, it turns out that Cooey Griffin has two distinctions. Very dark distinctions. One of them was he was at the January 6th insurrection. He's been convicted of a crime and he's awaiting sentencing. But the other one is that he serves on the Otero County, New Mexico County Commission that certifies votes, believe it or not, even though he's been convicted of a crime because he hasn't been sentenced yet. And on June 7, there was a primary in New Mexico in Otero County. Citizens cast 7,123 votes. And the Cowboys for Trump founder Cooey Griffin and the other commissioners have said they won't certify them because they were cast on Dominion voting machines. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. I told you this is a county that Trump took with 60% of the vote. Cooey Griffin, founder of Cowboys for Trump, nevertheless conducted an audit. Conducted an audit of voters, even though Trump won by 60%. This is what is going on. The Democratic Secretary of State, fortunately, has asked the Supreme Court in New Mexico to order Cooey Griffin and these other clowns to certify the vote. Otherwise, the citizens of that county will not have been permitted to vote in the primary. And there's nothing in the primary that's all that remarkable, that's all that controversial. But this is a core in, a cancer, and it is popping up at that level in New Mexico. What do you think is going to happen in November? What do you think is going to happen in November? We have a Democratic Secretary of State here in Wisconsin, Doug LaFollette. I know Doug LaFollette, friend of mine, good guy, he's running for re-election. There are many Republicans running against him, all Trump clones. They will all interfere with our election. It's essential that we vote Democratic for Secretary of State. On the other hand, if you take a look at all of the Wisconsin Republican governor candidates, all of them have said they get rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission. They will turn it over to the legislature to pick the electors. They would have picked Trump electors. We also have three of the seven justices on our Wisconsin Supreme Court who voted not to certify electors for Joe Biden. One of them, also a Republican, another one, Brian Hagedorn, stood tall, did the right thing. But Brian Hagedorn right now is the only safeguard against, frankly, criminally eliminating Wisconsin elections. We need more than that. There's a Supreme Court, in addition to Doug La Follette running for re-election in November, there is a Wisconsin Supreme Court election because one of the justices who voted to certify Trump and not Biden is not running for re-election, fortunately. Primary is February, general election's April. We have a very, very fine candidate, Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, one of the strongest judges to run for the Supreme Court in a long time. She's endorsed by Rebecca Dallet, who's already on there, and I and several hundred other people I know who are knowledgeable about the issues are supporting her. So keep that in mind. Judge Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, very tough judge. She has said, I will stick up for our democracy. I will not permit the hijacking of our democracy the way it's been going on. And that is a very, very welcome campaign promise. And it's essential that she get on that Supreme Court. Essential. And it's essential that Doug La Follette get back in as Secretary of State. Because if that doesn't happen, we're going to have Otero County here, and it's going to start creeping around the country. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.